to forget. Well, you're running around what you really want, but you haven't found it yet. No, you haven't found it yet.
Gotta do it to him.
Gotta.
Thank you. Thank you, Boston, I guess, in quotes.
Boston?
Not technically, but Boston. Close enough, I guess. Hey, for those of you listening, thank you. We are No More Blue Tomorrows, if you don't already know us, if you didn't catch that earlier. If you don't already know us, which is probably all of you. Yeah, we're going to do a song called Lonely. It's about being sad. But it's jaunty, so it doesn't sound sad. So.
One, two, one, two, three. Well, I heard you're back in town, and you know I'm still around. Sometimes I wish things could be like they used to be. Back in fall of 2012, you didn't know me all that well. It'd be fair to say I didn't know myself. Your indecision is like a water in an endless sea. Your best impression is the outrage that you play for me. Are you lonely too? 'Cause I miss you, I miss you.
Sunday afternoon, the memories before a different mood. The best way to escape is to dissociate. Well, you always keep it vague, and I don't think 'cause I'm afraid. Collective thoughts of hypocrites can't wait. Your indecision is like a shadow in a crowded street. The only
you lonely.
You guys want to do, if you're around? Yeah. Got time for a couple more, right? Cool. Yeah, this is a song called If You're Around. It's a real sentimental one for us. We just came out with a music video a couple months back for this, so if you like it, check it out. It's on YouTube and stuff. So. Yeah, we good? Let's hit it.
Down here, if you have the time, if you'd want to, whether or not you're taking sides, I can't decide. Tell me I'm here or somewhere beside. Lie if you'd want to, lie about everything I'm here to find. Down here, if you're around, I'll control you. Hear me out now, just as a sound. I'll work this out. Had to end sometime. Keep it alive, keep it moving. And I'm so dead as a diamond, frozen in time. Yeah. Yeah.
You like how I sang on that yeah? I sang that note over this chord. That was pretty spooky.
It's jazz, baby.
It's jazz right there.
Little jazz for you.
I don't know if I can hear. I don't have a mic, but I feel...
Two more, perfect.
Two more, it works, yeah. Yeah, you can swear over there. Don't actually. That was a joke. Yeah, this is a faster tune. It's called As Real as a Heart Attack. Kind of a jaunty number. We have a lot of jaunty numbers. But yeah, it goes a little something like this.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's not so much the temperature, giving me chills. It's not so much my nervousness, that much I can tell. It's not so much the endless nights making me forget. I'm always trying to get us drunk. What did I expect? Not so much the audience or lack thereof. My interests had been compromised before I begun. It's not so much the lack of gin making me shy. Girl, you got me burning with that look in your eye. And everything I feel is as real as a heart attack. As real as a heart attack. But I won't react if you promise that I'll leave inside. Were you unaware of the way you're looking isn't fair? Were you unaware that the world stops when you stay here? Were you unaware you're unaware? Manchester makes me want to die. I guess for now the alibi will be my alibi. It's not so much I'm desperate, I just wanna be a man. Just want you to think I'm cool, but I don't see how you can. It's not so much I'm bitter, I'm jaded at my worst. Always trying to impress, both a blessing and a curse. It's not so much the alcohol making me try. Girl, you got me burning with that look in your eye. And everything I feel is as real as a heart attack. As real as a heart attack. But I won't react if you promise that you'll call me back. Were you unaware of the way you look in this unfair? That the world stops when you stay. Run away, run away. Alright, set it up. Woo!
Song. All right, we got one more for you. Thank you all so much for listening. Thanks for having us. This has been great. We are No More Blue Tomorrows. Oh, also, we have an album coming out next month. We'll talk about that in the interview. forgot about that. This is a song called 27 Minutes.
My stuff, see your face, and I promise you're not a flyover state. You're my New York City, and that's pretty great. And I can tell you'll never tell. And I can tell you'll never. Did I treat you so unkind? Why, oh, why did I have to change your mind?
That it takes for me to pack my stuff and see your face.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good night. We are No More Blue Tomorrows. Thank you.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Channels by The Shallows. And before that, we heard No More Blue Tomorrows live in Studio D. And now they are here to make a different kind of sound.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm hearing noise out of the microphones. Sound.
They do that, yeah. So, yeah. Well, they don't make the noise, but they transmit.
It's kind of complicated.
They do it, yeah.
Nice. I took a physics class once. I think it's something like that.
Me too, but I failed.
Yeah.
But I didn't need the class, so.
I liked physics.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to be a rock star, what do you need physics for?
Guitar smash.
Physics, you know? And like psychics. Like psychics are probably more, you know, more useful if you're going to be a rock star. Because like then you'd know how many people are going to show up to your show.
Well, I already know that. I'm a psychic then. The answer is zero. The answer is my grandma. It's one.
Some of my best friends are zeros. And I have some friends that are grandmas too.
Me too, actually. Quite a few. A disproportionate amount, actually.
I don't really know any grandmas that are zeros, though.
No, me either. I feel like I get along with grandmas really well.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Maybe that's their thing, though. That's what they do, I guess.
So I was thinking when you guys started, I was like, they sound kind of a little bit like Eagles of Death Metal, and then they play the Eagles. Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah. Well, that's why we did it.
Yeah.
Because we are like the Eagles.
We are psychic. That's why. We knew you were thinking.
You know
that
show Undercover Boss? That's like what we did, but we're Eagles of Death Metal. We're like undercover Eagles of Death Metal.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to cover that, I guess.
Mm. Am I going to have to file taxes on this?
Yes.
Jeez.
But then you can just plead guilty or something? No, I guess. Yeah. Or not plead guilty? I don't know.
Plead
either one.
Yeah. I don't watch the news. It's just like psychic vampires or something.
Kind of, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I owe the IRS a lot of money. Bring up the tax thing. It's good that you reminded me of that because I owe them. I still got to do that.
Is it like more than 20 bucks?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Yeah.
It's like 30 bucks.
Yeah, it's $34, I think.
Yeah.
It's interest, yeah.
Well, interest like can add
it's
up.
It compounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like snowballing. Like when they're, like they don't explain compounding to kids in school.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Because if they did explain, they'd be like, and then it snowballs.
Yeah.
And then, like, then you owe way more than what you paid for your school.
You're in first grade, just like the IRS.
Like, they're like, listen, kid.
And then you get a bunch of middle schoolers investing in Bitcoin.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like the same thing.
Pretty much,
it'll
yeah.
Snowball.
Hey, you got to pay taxes on that, too. Don't worry.
But then, like, it snowballed, but then now it's in the shrinking.
The wrong
it's direction. Where it's when the snowball melts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we don't do snowballs anymore. That's old school.
Hey, that felt pretty good, guys.
That did feel pretty good. Music.
Yeah.
What, talking about snowballs?
Talking about the IRS.
Did we even just play? I feel like I'm in a fever dream. It was so hot in there. It was really nice, but it was really hot.
It has been.
Yeah, it's summertime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steamy Nicks.
So I've been told, yeah. Summertime, and it's really hot.
So you guys are making an album? You're putting an album out?
Yeah, well, we already made it, but it's coming out in a month. Almost, I think, exactly a month. It comes out August 25th. It's our first album, too.
Yeah, it's one day off.
Yeah, it's one day off. So, yeah, almost about a month.
It's exciting times, for sure. Yeah.
So,
and you guys are classic rock already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we're dad rock.
Yeah. We don't even have kids.
No.
Yep.
Not that I know of, anyway.
Not that we had.
Because, like, Nirvana, like, they kind of thought it was funny, but they sort of knew that they were going to be classic rock, and they made jokes about it.
And here we are.
Making jokes about it.
Here we are. Now we're going to be classic rock.
Well, somebody's got to fill the dial.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Nirvana's doing a good job of that still. Probably for the next 1,000 years or so, would be my guess.
We like playing, you know, anybody from New England, that's good. We like to play them on college radio. Mm. But then, you know, once you guys take over the airwaves, we'll want to play some weird stuff, too.
You go the other way, yeah. Well, maybe I feel like if we ever got popular, you'd be like, yeah, no more Blue Tomorrows. They're too... They sold out.
No more Blue Tomorrows.
Yeah, exactly. As I was saying that, I realized the difficulty in saying that.
I didn't really plan that.
Yeah. But yeah, we can't get popular.
Well, I think you're... your fans will start doing like acronyms like they do for Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's what he does.
NMBT.
Oh, yeah, NMBT.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It works.
He's very, Peter's very efficient. He's our drummer, so, I mean, I guess it makes sense that he's efficient, but he's a big fan of acronyms.
Yeah.
It's fewer words.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's only one word.
Well, I think most words, like, were originally acronyms, and then we just forgot what the acronym was.
You know,
we just used that word.
You know, okay is an acronym? Isn't that weird? Like, okay. So it started off as a joke. They used to write all correct.
All correct.
Yeah.
O-L-L-E.
And, yeah.
With a K.
And correct. They would misspell it, yeah.
Yeah.
As a joke.
Yeah.
It was like an old school, like English major, like, goofball thing in the 1800s, and then it just became abbreviated to okay for, like, you did a good job. All correct. All correct. Fun fact for you.
I think I heard that, like, once.
Was it just now?
Same story.
Same story.
It was probably just now.
Checks out. Sounds legit.
Yeah.
We're so lazy now, it's just K.
Especially when you text that, and then they block you, right, you know, for texting K to them.
Right, exactly, yeah.
That's very efficient.
Yeah. It's almost a little too efficient.
Okay.
I don't know if we need that level of efficiency.
Right. That's too efficient because K is also a question.
Yeah.
K?
Or it could be like K question mark, yeah.
Right.
Also a question, I guess.
Yeah. So,
how are you doing tonight?
Oh, good.
Good. Yeah. Good. Did you like the set? Could you hear it?
Yeah, yeah, it sounded great. Good.
Cool.
Yeah, I could even put like headphones on and crank it, or I could just crank the studio monitors and stuff. Like, Joel knows how to.
Yeah,
he does.
Nice.
You know, the professional mixes. So we're not going to break any equipment with his mixes.
He's the best.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Oh, I'm familiar with Joel's work. He actually mixed our album, or he didn't mix our. He mastered our album, but he did a lot of work on the album, and he was like also my reflection guy to be like, does this sound like trash? And he would be honest, which is good. And he said yes every time, but that's all right. But yeah, he mastered
the final draft.
I sent him the final draft. He was
no
like,
good.
"You're gonna release this?" And I was like, "I guess."
And he's like, there's nothing
he just sent
more
back
I can
K.
Do. He sent back K.
Sent okay. He said all correct.
Well, I think that probably happens to a lot of first albums when they bring it to the mastering engineer.
Yeah.
The mastering engineer says,
"What is this?
No,
what?"
No. Yeah, right.
Because there's all kinds of things that they do in mastering that are kind of subtle that like we wouldn't think of, because like let's say you're listening to your songs like in order and you're used to like the transition from like song A to song B and it makes sense to you, but they're professional in like listening to and so they're like, one of them being a lot quieter than the other would, you know, might be awkward, but like you might not notice it if it's your music.
In a way, they're in charge of track listing. If they're picky enough, which it's good if they are, like you were saying, just one song going into the next, that's worth revising as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if one song is dissonant, you're like working into another.
Yeah, like you don't want an album that's like, you know how like when they're like there are bands that like don't know what they're doing and they're like in the middle of their set, they're gonna like.
Same.
We're gonna take it down.
Just like
it's like a real letdown. We're gonna be a letdown now for a
That's
little
why
while.
We're just loud the whole time.
Like you guys should just go smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. This
like
is the
you don't
break song.
Like you don't want a part of your album where that like that vibe is happening.
Right.
Yeah. It's got to be really good if it's
unless
like,
it's a comedy album.
Yeah.
Right.
That would be funny.
It's got to be good enough that you want to bring the speaker to the bathroom.
Yeah, you want to bring the speaker with you.
Or unless
that's what you want.
Unless you record an intermission for the audience to, you know, use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Or like
like a 10-minute
that's very like opera house style. Like you're going to like a play.
Like a 15-minute bass solo. But it's called bathroom break.
This is
we have to fix
it's like
the
sound of
because
a stream.
No one cares.
We need that on the album. The album's not coming out for 2 months now.
Yeah.
Because we have
I
to
think
that
would that would be really cool if somebody did that and the bass solo actually sounded like somebody going to the bathroom. I know bass players that are good enough that they could make a bass sound like that.
Or better yet, it's a recording of the bass solo, but the sound guy is like bringing the mic to the bathroom. Like you hear, hear a bass solo ever so in the distance,
just fading away.
Like I'm not even talking in the mic, like as if you're going like
And then you just hear the sound guy walking to the bathroom, and you just hear him like, ugh, like the pants unzipping, gross noises,
his
bathroom
keys
sounds.
Jingling. Yeah. Yeah.
Jingling.
In high def and stereo.
I don't
so
know
that makes
do.
Me think I need to get a flush pedal for my bass. To like, after yes. playing a bass solo, you just hit the. That makes a flush.
Yeah,
sound.
You should.
Oh my gosh.
So the rest of the band knows the solo's over.
Okay, I know. Don't tempt me. I know, so we know that sampling.
Finally.
We know that sampling exists. That's got to be a pedal. There's got to be somebody with an
it's
SPD
gotta be a flush.
Drum
yeah.
rack, just like.
Yeah. Do you play bass?
I play like a lot of instruments.
Do you want to join our band?
I don't know.
You're hired.
I don't know. That's the best answer. You're whether you want to or not, you're hired. That's a top tier answer.
He didn't say no.
I don't know. I just don't know, man.
Oh my god. Just know you're joining into a lot of debt to the IRS.
And also to Best. I found out that I owe Best Buy $2,000 the other day. Which is really bad. Dude, interest. They caught me.
Oh, that makes me sick.
I thought I paid it off.
They're interested
poor
in you.
Poor baby.
Yeah. So it's tough. Tough times. What are you looking at?
Andrew,
you looking at a picture of a puppy
upstairs.
Over here?
So you guys play a lot of shows. It has like July shows and like some.
And there's like tons.
Some local bands, they have like one show per month, one 2 months. And you guys have like
17 or something.
You
not
guys
that,
are like on tour of New England. Like
we're
for
on
July.
Tour of like Nashua.
Nashua, Scituate.
Oh, we do have Scituate.
There should be a club in Scituate called The Situation.
I always thought that too.
I say that
yeah,
every
we
time
say that
I
yeah, all
in.
The time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be
I
cool.
Agree.
There's a place called Hibernian Tavern, which is where we're playing. It's a cool place.
Sounds very traditional.
We'll be
it's,
there Friday.
It's very traditional. There's a few like real like Irish people there. Like they're like actually
like if
Irish.
You come in there with a five-string banjo, they're going to be it's not an Irish banjo.
Well, it's funny cuz they don't even really like Irish music. They like our music.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the manager there is really really nice and she's very Irish and she loves us. She's like she's into like punk rock and stuff. So
and for that we love her.
And we love her as well, yeah.
We do.
Yeah. Also she gives us free drinks.
Oh, well.
So I love that too.
Yeah.
But she won't give you free drinks, so if you're going to go to the show, don't expect free drinks, please.
Yep.
Yep. But yeah, we have a lot of shows. We're playing a lot. We're trying to ramp up a little bit for the album coming out next month. So,
Are you gonna do like a release party? Like a lot of bands like do that.
Yeah, we have a couple of shows that weekend, so we're just going to do... I think we have maybe two that weekend. So the night before the release, we're gonna do like kind of a pre-release where we do a certain amount of CDs and like merch and play some new songs and stuff, do kind of like the behind the scenes show, and then the next night we're gonna do the full album and like you can just get the album, you know, and you can get it on Spotify or whatever. So it's gonna be like a little pre-release and then like a big show.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So like if people buy the physical merch, they'll hear it before, they'll be like some of the first people on earth
to hear the
whole album.
And despite our despite how we sound, we actually do have some people who come to our shows and who actually like care about us and our playing. Mm-hmm. So I think we might actually have two really good shows that weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I think
I think that'll be good. But we've got some music videos out too. We just put a music video out like 2 months ago or a month ago, something like that. So that's pretty cool. That's on YouTube, you know, check us out. No More Blue Tomorrows. Good stuff.
Are you guys thinking about booking shows like in the Boston area, like O'Brien's or something? Or
yeah, I we would love to.
Or like the Jungle.
We I didn't know the Jungle was still a thing.
Yeah, the Jungle is. I was just there on Saturday.
Oh, cool!
And I saw a band; they were really good. And I said, "Yeah, you guys should come play on the radio." And they were like, "Yeah."
Oh, great! Yeah, I'll have to look into that. I didn't know they were. I thought they closed like just temporarily. Because I think they had like something that went on for a little bit. But
I don't know.
But they're
just
back
know
now.
That
I guess.
I went there on Saturday and they were open.
Well, good. We'll have to check that out. We played at Bebop like a couple months back.
Yep.
I just moved to Boston, so like now
actually,
I'm like
actually for New Year's.
Yeah, for New Year's
we played Bebop.
That was really fun.
That was fun.
That was a good.
So that's like right by Berkeley. So that was a really good gig. But we do like a lot of like really long like 3 and 4 hour sets. We do like a lot of like bar cover set kind of things. We play originals too, but we do like kind of the big shows, so which I feel like that opens a lot of options, because, like, you know, if you want to go play like a 4-hour set over by Fenway for like Red Sox fans or whatever, that's like a pretty good market.
Yeah, I think like bands in New York sometimes like to do that too, like, yeah, more than Boston bands.
Yeah, I find that
you guys should just do your, you know, do what works for you guys.
Yeah, I find that it's not the cover band show thing is not really a huge thing here in Boston necessarily, but so we're from Nashua, or kind of from Nashua, New Hampshire.
Mostly, yeah.
You're mostly from Nashua, like, but there's a lot of like kind of just like classic, just like kind of like cool divey places that just do like shows really frequently, and it's mostly like long 3 or 4 hour, like, you know, dad rock bands like us. So we kind of, that's how we like learn to.
Have you guys like already like come up with names for your kids to be like proper dad rock?
Yeah,
and like already like taking notes on like some sort of like lectures you're gonna yell out the window.
A whole curriculum.
I already have cool kid names, but they're secret because I don't want you stealing them.
I don't want you stealing them. It's funny that you said that.
Your kid names are probably like Mike.
No.
Come on.
And that's Jim. Hurtful.
Mike, like a microphone.
Yeah, Mike. He's going to name his son Microphone.
Microphone Davis.
Yeah.
There's got to be somebody out there that's like, to be edgy, they're spelling their name Mike just like M-I-C.
Oh, for sure.
Just to be rock and roll.
Or like M-Y-K.
Oh, for sure. There's probably about 50 Mikes in Boston spelling it that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'm sorry about that. That was a bit. That was aggressive.
I know, that was a little hurtful.
That was aggressive.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But yeah, so a lot of big things, a lot of good things happening. We have a ton of shows in August too, and then we're going on tour at some point eventually. So.
Yeah, you should do that.
The drummer over here, Peter. We used to tour a lot before COVID, and it was a good, like the whole country, and it was a really good time. That was in our old band, but we want to bring a little Zachy boy on the road with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Zach's never seen... Well, he's seen some stuff, but he's never seen all the stuff.
So true.
So we want to show him... We want to show him everything.
Yeah, I mean, you can't tell tour stories if you don't go on tour.
Yeah, this whole album is just tour stories, pretty much. Tourer stories, as I call them.
Tourer?
Like tourer. Like horror stories?
Yeah.
But tourer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that one of the songs we did, Chaperone, that's like pretty much entirely just like verbatim like tour experiences, just like excerpts
there you go.
From the tour. And
for some reason I like that song made sense to me, and I have been on tour making mistakes,
so I need a chaperone. It's classic. I don't condone that lifestyle, but
bands like have enough money, then they get a tour manager, and that's basically what they are. They're a chaperone.
Yeah, exactly. You need a handler. Because when we used to tour before COVID, it was like there was no tour manager, and there was like no breaks on anything. So it's like just party time after every single show for like 2 months straight, which worked when we were 25, but probably a little tougher now, I guess. One time we were touring, and you remember the night after the show in Minneapolis where you got like, we all got really, really, really tanked?
Yes.
And we like all passed out on our friend's floor, and he started speaking Russian in his sleep.
Oh, yeah. I
woke up and he was speaking Russian. He was drunk. He was like half awake, drunk, and speaking Russian.
No, for real. So you say, remember that night where we got really drunk? Technically, no.
Yeah.
Technically, no, I don't remember it, because I apparently woke up our old vocalist, because I was just like talking in my sleep.
I wish I remembered.
I can't confirm or deny, because I may as well have not been there, but sometimes you learn stuff like that about yourself.
Do you actually speak Russian, or was it just that night?
I sometimes don't even speak English.
Yeah.
No, it was just that night. I've never really taken a language class other than outside of public school. In public school. Never take one outside of public school. So I don't know where that came from.
I swear to you, it was Russian.
I wish someone recorded it.
I've heard people speak Russian in James Bond movies. It was Russian.
Okay.
For sure.
Well, then, enough. What did we drink in Minneapolis?
Oh, we were drinking that cider that they have there. There's like a really popular local cider.
So whatever that was, enough of that turns you into a Bond villain.
Turns you into a Russian Bond villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, it was pretty cool.
And then conveniently, then you don't remember any of the evidence.
Yeah.
So like when they put you on the stand and try to cross-examine you, you're like, I don't know anything about what you're talking about.
They're like, speak Russian. He's like, I've never taken a language class.
Imagine I'm like a sleeper agent.
Yeah, literally, he's a sleeper agent. He only does it while he's sleeping.
Oh shit!
But
I gotta write that song. That's
a tour story. We didn't write about that one yet.
Well, that's why you got to go on more tours to get more stories, make more albums.
I slept under a van one time.
Under a van?
Because I couldn't find the apartment under that we were staying at.
I hope you had the keys to that van.
No, that's why I slept under it.
It was hot night too, right?
It was in the middle of summer, yeah.
And it was in the... Was it in the south?
No, that one was in Toronto, which luckily...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which luckily Toronto doesn't get as hot as some places do, but it was still hot. It was a bad time. I went out for like a breath of air. We were like all partying at our friend's place after the show we played, and I went out for a breath of air and I lost the apartment in downtown Toronto. I'm like, I don't know where it is. So I knew where the van was parked. So I walked to the van. It was like by the Rogers Arena or whatever, where they play hockey or whatever. And I walked over there and I just kind of leaned up against the van. I was like, well, I can't get in and I don't know how to get back. So I'm just gonna kind of. And then like 2 hours later, the rest of the band found me and they were like, what are you doing?
But thank goodness they didn't start the van
and just drive away to look for me.
Like, let's go find Connor.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a.
I was like half. I wasn't like under the tires. I was like half. I was like, you know.
Yeah, right.
Slouched against it.
That's a.
I was spilling
not a
under
wise
it, but
decision.
I literally laid right under the tires, and I said, "Do it. Make us Nirvana."
Make us classic rock.
Make us classic rock. Oh, God.
Jeez.
Nice. That's a song right there.
That is a song, too.
Make us classic rock. But that's even kind of a cool title.
We're almost done with the second album at this desk.
Kind of, yeah.
Wow.
But, like, also, literally, we have, like, so... This first album we've been working on for way, way too long. Like, because COVID obviously derailed everything. So it...
Well, that's how you end up having stuff be really, really good. You work on it, you know, for a long time, and then it's good.
It came out okay. I won't say it's really good.
But then sometimes you just, like, slam something out, and then it was all in your subconscious the whole time, and you know.
Well, that's
sometimes that works, too.
Since we have finished recording the first album, it's like, there's so many other songs that are done that aren't on the first album that I'm just like, I'm just done with these songs, you know what I mean? You play them so many times, and you're like,
right.
Next record. Mm-hmm. So...
What I tell people about writing is that you can cook something too long. You can burn it. You know,
yeah.
And we've been sitting on the songs for a while. We're excited for the release of the album, but we're also really excited to see like what comes of it, what comes next.
But yeah, this album's
burned.
Natural
progression.
It's burned.
It's pretty burned.
This album's like the people who were in Pompeii. Burned. It's bad.
Well, that's where the dad rock thing makes sense, because like if you think of your albums as kids,
then you're like,
all right, it's time for you guys to go and
like you got to go to school,
do your own,
send it to college,
do your own thing,
right,
and get out of my space.
The songs are gonna experience what they experience. They're gonna find their drug of choice. They're gonna learn whatever they gotta learn. Just gotta send it to school.
They're gonna
be done with the.
They're
song,
gonna join a frat. Our fraternity.
Sure, they're gonna do weird stuff.
They're gonna play disc golf.
Weird stuff, Connor. Your kids are gonna do weird stuff.
They're gonna get one. They're gonna get one wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe segways.
One wheels.
Oh yeah, those are pretty crazy.
I don't like that.
I don't know if I want my kids on one wheel.
Two wheels is my minimum.
Nah, yeah, two wheels.
Less than one wheel.
What about unicycles?
Tricycles only.
I didn't raise a bunch of unicyclists.
Yeah. Unicycles scare me. I feel like people who ride unicycles are dangerous.
They are. Sure, dude.
Next they start juggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, then they're juggling knives.
Like, if you're riding a unicycle, you're one step away from being a clown. Or you already are a clown. Like, you're so close. So close.
Like you're an undercover clown, but like it's not working.
That's right. Like the only kind of good undercover thing. It's like if somebody shows up and they're like, hey, guess what, buddy? I'm a clown. And they pull a mask off and they start like juggling and honking their nose.
Oh, no.
That would be cool.
And everybody backs away.
But that's better than like, hey, buddy, I'm a cop, right? And you're like, ah.
He's on a unicycle. You're like,
and the cop's on a unicycle. I hate those unicycle cops.
Yeah.
They're so fast. They're so much faster than they should be.
It's hard to take them seriously. They always give you a ticket.
Yeah. Because you're laughing. Yeah, they're going to give you a ticket because you're laughing at them. What do you want me to do?
Jeez.
It's unbelievable.
Get out of your costume.
Yeah.
Let me get out of that costume, please.
Oh, boy.
All right. Thanks a lot. No more Blue Tomorrows. Great set.
Thank you.
Great interview.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Now we're going to hear some Sapling.
Woo! Heck yeah.
I have an IUD and a gun. Okay, okay, I don't have a gun. But what if I did? What have I done? Wouldn't it be fun? Wouldn't it be fun?
Anxiety is a personal failure. Please continue to follow all norms.
Failure. Please continue to follow all norms.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard A Fox Upon the Troom from Sapling. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now let's hear some Mellow Bravo.
Thank you. would you go and leave me here all alone? ¶¶